Assembly Republicans increased the university's cuts under the budget repair bill to more than $100 million, about twice what Governor Scott McCallum originally proposed. The Board of Regents responded by freezing admissions. The Regents rescinded the freeze after McCallum and Senate Democrats promised to reduce the cuts. The Madison campus is in the district of Democratic Representative Spencer Black, who says cutting the university's budget would be foolish.
I find it highly ironic that the Assembly Republicans, who claim to do things in the name of producing jobs, would be undercutting the most important institution in the state for producing jobs of the future.
Black says state budget cuts would jeopardize other money the university brings in. The Madison campus gets $500 million a year in research grants, second only to Johns Hopkins University, and it gets about $250 million a year in gifts. A Republican member of the Joint Finance Committee, Republican Mark Duff of New Berlin, says the Assembly doesn't want to cut any state agency budget, but the state faces a $1 billion deficit. Duff says restoring money to the university may depend on how Democrats plan to pay for it.
If the Senate Democrats resort to tax increases on businesses, that's as much of a job killer as a one-year modest reduction in the university budget.
Senate Democrats have not proposed a budget plan yet, but Assembly Democrats proposed many budget amendments. One would postpone an $80 million a year business tax cut that would change the formula for computing the Wisconsin taxes of multi-state corporations. The Senate plans to start work on the budget next week after holding a series of hearings around the state. Four of the hearings have been on university campuses, where almost all of those who spoke opposed the Assembly's budget. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.